You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian Onunoyne joins us now with this reflection on disgraced cyclist Lance Armstrong. Brian traces connections to Ireland in Armstrong's unraveling.
And a very good morning to you all. Well, as you may have gathered by now, I'm something of a huge sports fan. But today, I'm not going to talk about sport. Ah, just kidding. Of course I am. It's not really sport, however. This is more to do with human drama. It is a tale of deceit and deception. And of course, I speak of the Lance Armstrong confession to Oprah. And yes, a very convincing initial 39 seconds it was too. As an Irishman, I have a particular interest in this episode because at least two Irish people were central to the unfolding of the truth here. One is a woman called Emma O'Reilly, who worked with Lance's team as a physical therapist for 5 years during the Tour de France, and two of those years she was actually Lance's personal masseuse. After she left the sport, she would then go on to give an interview with an award-winning journalist with the British Sunday Times newspaper, during which she broke the code of silence surrounding the doping. She even admitted that she herself had facilitated some of the doping by going to pick up the stuff for Lance in Spain and then bringing it back to France. But because she broke the code of silence, Lance publicly referred to her as a whore and an alcoholic, neither of which have any semblance of truth. And he tried to sue her for over $1 million. With these accusations being out there, not only did she suffer the emotional stress of having to deal with all of this, but she also suffered in terms of her business. In the interview with Oprah, Lance did say that he had tried to reach out to her recently to apologise. Intellectually, I suppose, this is what he knows he must do. Emotionally, who knows if he's actually capable of genuine remorse. Now, the award-winning journalist to whom Emma gave her story was David Walsh, another Irish person at the heart of this saga. Walsh was the journalist who first noticed that there was far too much smoke for there not to be some fire with Lance. He'd competed in the Tour de France 4 times and had actually only finished it 1 time. Then he underwent cancer treatment, after which he recovered and then came back to win the Tour de France in record time, no less. Something just didn't add up here, and Walsh knew it. He went on to write 2 books on Lance, only to have Lance Armstrong refer to him as a troll. Walsh himself lost his own 12-year-old son due to a biking accident, and Armstrong would tell his teammates that as a result of this personal tragedy, David Walsh was basically anti-cycling and out to destroy him. Lance also tried to sue David Walsh and would call him a liar, a cheat, and a fraud. The only way we'll ever get to the bottom of the Lance saga, I think, is if he gives sworn testimony. Because that way he knows if he lies, he might actually be setting himself up for criminal charges. I don't expect Lance to testify under oath, however. Somehow I feel the lying has become too much of a habit for him. Have a very good day, and we'll talk to you again next week.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyne, who teaches a class called Ireland Here I Come at LSUS and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian Onunoyne every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.